It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Name the singer?
Ghostbusters!
No, the singer. Who sings? Do you know who sings
Ghostbusters! Ghostbusters?
Who sings the song?
I know who it is.
Who?
Ghostbusters!
So you don't know who it is. I believe it's Billy Dee Williams.
It's not Billy Dee Williams.
It's a guy who looks like Billy Dee
Williams. Ghostbusters! It's Roy Parks Jr.
Roy Parks Jr.?
Yes.
Ray Parker Jr.
Close enough for government work.
Are we even,
Ghostbusters?
No. Are we even close, Chi-Chi?
Hey, I want a new sound effect.
So that one that I was just playing was Walk the Moon.
Walk the Moon.
That wasn't actually Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters. Do you know what? I need that. I need a sound effect. Chi-Chi. So I was watching Archer yesterday for the first time in a long time.
Oh, I love that show.
And there was that scene where they were all trying to, they were getting paid to seduce the wife and her husband of the couple.
Oh, yes, private detectives. Yes, and the, it's,
and, and the scary, evil doctor was dressed up like Scary Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah.
And
he was in his, he's doing kung fu.
And he kept fighting and going, jew, 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 jew. That's what I want.
That was such a good. That was such a good, because he's like not hitting, like there's a huge rumble taking place
and
all around him.
And then he shows up right behind the guy, and then he turns right and goes,
that was such, oh God.
Ghostbusters. Did you ever try and count how many times they say Ghostbusters in that song?
Ray Parker Jr., by the way.
Close enough for government work. I got most of the letters
Roy
right.
Roy Parks Jr., not the same as Ray Parker.
Well, that's how they wrote it when he came to Ellis Island.
It looks like Billy Dee Williams. What? Ellis Island? Well, yeah, because his people emigrated over from Ellis Island. I don't think that is the case.
Well, I was just making an Ellis Island joke. I wasn't making like a racial joke or anything, but I was just saying that because I knew people whose families came over on Ellis Island, and it would, so all these immigrants were coming into Ellis Island. And they would be writing down their names, and they'd be like, what's your name? And it would be like, they'd say something, and it'd be like, okay, Ann. What's your last name? And it'd be like, Coffin Groover. And they're like, okay, Smith. There you go.
Take it. Go. Did you know Ghostbusters almost won an Academy Award for Best Soundtrack Single?
Ghostbusters!
You know what beat it out?
1984.
I thought it was earlier. 83, 84, yeah.
I'll get it.
I can't even tell you what movie that the winner was from. If I can find out, so the one that won was in the movie The Woman in Red, but it's not Lady in Red.
Oh. Gonna get caught between the moon and New York City?
That is Arthur. That is Arthur. For 2 points, that is Arthur.
Gonna get caught between the moon and New York City.
I swear to God, this is where music comes to die. You don't even get the words right.
What? I'm gonna get caught between the moon and
when you fatality. Get caught.
When you get caught between the moon and two Unix cities?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Lady in Red?
I just said it's not the Lady in Red.
I know, but you said it was that thing.
Oh, it's The Woman in Red, the movie.
What?
I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder. Did not know that Stevie Wonder
I didn't see that coming.
Neither did Stevie.
Oh, see, I like it when you play along.
I didn't realize that Stevie Wonder had won an Academy Award.
Oh, my God.
That is fascinating.
I just forgot. Guess what day this is?
It is Wednesday.
We're screwed.
I'm not going to say this because... Oh, so I had Meredith here on Friday.
Yes.
And I was trying to explain to her that there are no rules for the show. But that we do have specific...
Swearing, not politics. No religion.
But we have specific
Unless
kind
it's
of
funny.
Themes for
each
day. We can
make fun of Buddha, yeah.
You know, Monday is Purple Grab and Dinger Monday.
Yep.
Tuesday is like
Funk You Tuesday.
Funk You Tuesday.
Oh yeah, Funk You. Oh yeah, Funk You too. Tuesday.
And then Wednesday, and I told her what, and I didn't even say
Okay.
I did not even say it. I just said, Chi-Chi, go ahead and play for Meredith what we do for Wednesdays. And this was her reaction. Is,
guess what day it is?
That was exactly her reaction. She just let out a deep sigh and put her forehead on the microphone.
Come on, I know you can hear me.
I'm like, that is exactly my reaction to this.
To what?
To Wednesdays. I didn't say it at all because I figured maybe you'll forget it. Maybe it'll just slip your mind. You won't remember that it's Wednesday.
Fine.
Guess what day it is?
Wednesday.
Huh?
Wednesday. Anybody? I will kill you, Camel.
Camel might kill you first, Mr. Smoker.
Well, it'll certainly... Oh. Yes. Yes, probably, but I don't smoke those. So camels will not kill me unless they actually bite me. I never want to be around another camel in my entire life.
They're mean.
They are mean, and they bite, and they spit, and have you seen a camel spider?
Yeah, well, most...
They are huge.
Were you riding stray camels that you had camel spiders hanging
off
of?
No, but in the... Okay. The camels I were on did not have them.
Okay.
But at night, they will lay on the camels to stay warm. So in the morning, someone has to go...
Where do they lay?
They lay in the camel's fur.
Like where? Like at the top?
Yeah, like, yes, all over the camel. You're this close. I almost said it. They lay all over the camel to stay warm. So someone's got to get out there in the morning and get them off, shoo them off. They're terrifying.
They are terrifying.
And camels themselves are not very comfortable to ride. They're not a comfortable beast to ride. And they're stinky. Like, I gained a whole new appreciation for horses. Like, horses are easy to ride. They obey. They're easy to get up and off. And you know.
Well, they have a much smoother back.
Yeah. And they're, you know, it's easy to get up on them. It's easier to get off of them. I mean, other than the fact that horses will poop and pee as they walk.
Isn't there a difference between, like, dromedary and something else? Like, there's two types of camels.
So there's a two-humped camel and one. I am rage-filled right now. And not just because of you. Mostly because of you. I also have rage towards myself because I fell for that one. Didn't even thought we were having a real discussion about camels.
We can have a good one now.
And you got... No, it was done. I hate you sometimes. You just have to get it out. Fine. It is hump day.
Whoa, whoop. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It helps me.
It helps you. Help you help me.
Yes.
Help you help me.
Yes.
That's backwards.
So the Asian camels have two mounds on their back, and the African camels have one mound on their back.
Yeah. Okay. That's how it works.
Okay.
I believe.
I think so, too. But the ones with two, I think those would be fun to ride.
Well, you don't.
You're kind of in the middle.
But you can't do that.
Hang like a, you have to sit on
you
top
sit
of the mountain.
You sit at the base of the neck.
Okay.
It's a real weird thing to ride. It really is. And they smell really
They do.
Bad.
The one time I rode a camel, I was in Canary Islands. So Spain, but really Africa.
Oh, like south Spain.
No, it's like a bunch of islands that are seriously halfway
Africa.
Down Africa. The Canary Islands. Canary Islands.
I've never been there.
It's a lot of black sand. Anyway, okay. So I was riding a camel. And
you were riding
and the next
a camel.
Thing, and then the next thing, Seinfeld showed up. No, so...
Sadly, I know what that song is.
So what was happening was that the camel... The guy was like, be careful of the camels. The camel, the mine just started getting angry. So as I was getting on, he decided he'd had enough, and he got up. So I was like hanging halfway off this camel as he's standing up. And then, you know, here, so now I'm terrified. I got on, but I'm terrified. And then my wife's camel was behind me. And I looked behind, and that camel, its head was like right next to my hip. And I could see him looking at me like, you're lucky they fed me.
Yeah, those things will bite.
They're like beavers, but stronger.
And they spit. They will bite fingers off.
Oh, yeah.
Like people don't, when I was in Egypt, they, so people have their jobs with the camels, and you know, some people come out early and they scrape off all the spiders, and then they have to water them, and then they feed them.
Yes.
And there was a guy who was missing two fingers, like off his left hand. And we're like, what happened? He goes, I was young. I did not know what I was doing. I fed a corn to a camel with my hand. Mm-hmm. And the camel decided my fingers tasted as good as the corn. So he ate my fingers, like bit his fingers off, like chomp. And just like, and you're not getting those back from a camel.
No.
Like you were not getting that back. And he said the worst part was because the camel's mouths are so dirty. Like he was like, there was almost nothing they could do to keep it from getting infected. They did their best. It got infected and it was all gnarly. Yay, life in third world countries. It's just awful. But hey, there's sports to talk about tonight.
Hey, do you know what day it was?
It's hump day.
What?
This is the hour. That's it.
We'll have more of whatever that was coming up. Take me along.